Good morning. We are continuing our topic of Harabayis. Is there any heter to go on? And we've just recently passed Tisha B'Av, and it was reported in the news that over 1,600 Jews went on to Harabayis in one day. And parenthetically, it was not a positive thing in the peaceful relationships that we have with our neighbors around us. It did cause a lot of friction with a number of Arab neighbors who, some who were otherwise somewhat quasi-friendly to us, coming out against such activities. And the question is there any basis to be lenient? We've spent a lot of time talking about those who prohibit, going throughout history. So we started with various Gemaras and going through the Rishonim and the Rambam, who says that you can't go into at least the Makam HaMikdash. And the Kaftor Baruch, who said you can't go onto the entire Harabayis, the Ravid, who was more lenient, but we don't paskin like the Ravid. And also the Machlokas had to understand the Ravid. And the Poskim of nowadays, and the Rabbanut HaRashid, who says that you can't go in Ravi Eliyashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, etc., etc. All the Poskim would say it's absolutely prohibited to go on to the entire Temple Mount. But the question is there any basis to go on? So what I'm going to base today's conversation on is an article by Rav Yossi Breiner, who was a Talmud of Merkaz HaRav for many years, and he initially discusses, it's a very lengthy article, he discusses the view of Rav Kook, that one is indeed not permitted to go onto Harabayis, so what is the basis to be lenient? So he brings the sheet of Rav Gorin, and he explains a little bit background, that when the Tzahal, in 1967, they Baruch Hashem were successful in conquering Harabayis, Yerushalayim, during the Six-Day War. And Rav Gorin, who was then the Rav HaRashi of the Tzahal, that was the chief rabbi of the army, and thereafterward he became the Rav HaRashi of the entire country, he asked the engineers of the army to go on to Harabayis and do exact measurements of the entire Harabayis. So this was apparently the first time. There had been measurements before then, but not as accurate, and this was at the instruction of Rabbi Gorin. And based on having all of those accurate measurements, Rav Gorin, based on his halachic analysis and joining the halachic analysis together with that practical, the measurements that were done by the Army Corps, he came to the conclusion that there are areas on the northern and southern sides of the Temple Mount that it was mutter to go to. And he has, Rav Gorin wrote a book on the topic, and he goes through an analysis. Initially, he says that we have indeed a sfeik sfeika, a double doubt. Oftentimes, when we have a sfeik sfeika, we can be lenient. The first safek is, do we paskin like the Rambam, or do we paskin like the Ravid? Rambam is machmir, Ravid is lenient. So that's safek number one. And the double safek is, maybe the places that we're looking at are not the actual places that were the Beis HaMikdash. And as we know, a Tmei Meis can go on to the Har HaBayis outside of where the Mikdash itself was. So maybe we have a Sfeik Sfeika, we can be lenient. Maybe we possibly like to arrive it, and maybe these aren't the places that are prohibited to go into. But then he says, we cannot rely on the Sfeik Sfeika to permit what's a potential Issa Kares to go into the Makam HaMikdash, and he does further analysis on that. So he says we have to be Machmir, and we have to be Machmir like the Rambam. The Rambam says that certain places that you can't go into. So he does an analysis, he runs an analysis of the Rambam based on the Rambam's commentary and the Mishnah in Meseches Midos and what Rambam wrote in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And he concludes as follows. This is the writing of Rav Gorin Lepiv. According to the Rambam, Yotze Shemi'uto Shabbos HaMikdash Hayam Mimukam Bidromo Shal Harabais. If we're looking at the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a high Harabais. That's what we're calling here the Temple Mount. So the Harabais itself, and within that there was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the area that is problematic for somebody who's a Tmei Meis, and all of us have the Din of a Tmei Meis. That's the area that's problematic to go into, but the Harabais outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Makam HaMikdash, would be permitted. So the Rambam himself writes that the Beis HaMikdash itself, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, was located more on the southern side of Harabais. That the Miyut, the smaller amount of it, was on the southern side, and the Rav, the majority of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, was located on the northern side of Har HaBayis. So Now it's giving us, lending us more towards an argument that there's more wiggle room on the southern side to go on, because if the real area that we're prohibited to go on to, which is the base on Mikdash, is on the northern side, then we should be okay, at least in certain parts of the southern side. Of Aladarum haya rubo panoi mimit kane beis hamikdash, but the majority of the southern side of Har HaBayis didn't have the beis hamikdash in it. So there's a large area, an expanse on the southern side of the Har HaBayis, that there's no concern that the Beis HaMikdash was there. So he says, because the Rambam is the Machmir, and we'll go with the Rambam. So the article here by Rav Breiner, he goes into a detailed analysis of the Shita of Rav Gaon. We're not going to go through it all, because it's detailed, and also I don't understand every single detail of it. But on a high level, he says that, why are you assuming that it's just the Rambam? There are other Rishonim also who are Machmir. So it's not only that it's just a Rambam, but there are other Rishonim who are Machmir as well. And the way that Rav Gaon went about in running the measurements, you have to rely on what's your definition of an Amma. And an Amma is a hand's length. Is it a foot and a half, half a meter? So there are many opinions in the poskim as to what it is. As is known, the Chazon Ish has a longer amma, the Grachna has a smaller amma, and there actually, there was a Minag Yushalayim to be less than the Grachna, and there are those who were Machmir and had a larger amma than the Chazon Ish even. But either way is going to be a Churma, meaning when we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash and measurements here and there and everywhere, in one instance, using a larger amma is going to be a chumra, but in other instances, using a smaller amma is going to be a chumra. It really depends the situation. Now, what Rav Gaon did is he simply chose the Chazon Ish. I'm using the Chazon Ish, and that's what I'm going to use, thinking that that was the more machmir view. But in fact, there are poskim who there are ways of measuring that is the leniency, not the chumra. And Rav Breiner goes through and says that indeed there are poskim that are of the view that if you would really measure it, and being careful about the shitas, that there's no wiggle room on the southern side as well. So he says that Rav Gaon, he in fact wasn't trying to be machmir, or maybe he was trying to, but it didn't come out that way, because if you're really being machmir based on all the shitas, there's no wiggle room whatsoever. You're not going to be able to go anywhere. I think another important point that I didn't see in this article here is that there are also Rishonim that are of the view, like the Kafto or Perach, that you can't go on to Har HaBayis at all. So if we're really going to be machmir in order to see how we can go on to Har HaBayis, but there are Rishonim say you can't go into Har HaBayis whatsoever. So that would be taking the more machmir route, not being machmir like the Rambam. And in fact, the discussion of it's a sveika, is it the Ravid, is the Rambam? There's really no sveika. The poskim have poskim like the Rambam, not like the Ravid at all. So either the Ravid were like the Rambam, or we're like the Kaftor Perach. Kaftor Perach says that the whole thing is problematic. And in the Rambam, if we use the various ways of using the Amos, then it's indeed, we don't come out, there's any leniency. In fact, the Chazon Ish himself said that you have to use the Grachna as measurement of an Amma when it would be the Chumra to do so. So the Chazon Ish is saying, you have to be Machmir for my Shita and the Grachna Shita. You have to be Machmir for both, depending on what's going to be the Chumra. So even the Chazon Ish is saying, don't just pick and choose me, because when it's going to be a chruma to use the grachna, you have to use him, and that's indeed not what Rav Gaon did. Just to continue, when it comes to the Mikilim, so there are some people who want to quote that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, who was the Rav HaRashi between 1983 and 1993, is also a Mekil. There's a choveret, a pamphlet that was put out, the Machon HaMikdash, called Alu HaHar, Ubanu Abayis, talking all about the heterim of going in, and it says that Rav Gaon said we can go on, and he did a big analysis, and also Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, he planned on building a shul on Har HaBayis, and he also had plans like this. So we see that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was also in the camp of Rav Gaon, that it's totally mutter to be going on to various areas, expanses on Har HaBayis. And in fact, Rav Breiner says that if you look at the actual writings by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. That is incorrect. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu wrote a letter to Rav Zalman Koren, and there was a plan. Odos Knisas Yisraelim Hagbalot Misuyamot Kamosha Kvat Ratomatsia. So Rav Koren had plans to really go on to Har HaBayis, and with limitations, certain limitations that we have to limit, but not much of a limitation. That could work if we had total control over the place and who comes in and who goes out. But truth be told, I'm not in agreement with you, says Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, that we can have people going up as if we have control and we'll be able to limit where the people go, because that's not going to happen. And he says, I have to tell you what my view is. This is Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and this is where he states in writing what his view is to going on to Har HaBayis. Says we should build a shul, a place for Torah, tefillah, so a yeshiva, a shul there, in the place that is permitted to go into. And he says as follows, and coming in and going out has to be checked, meaning we can't let people going in and out, because that is not going to work, because there is only a very limited area that people can go into. That's where we would build. The limited area that would be permitted to build would be a yeshiva and shul, and we can't let other people in. It has to be limited to the people that we can control, because otherwise, otherwise we're going to be causing people to be walking all around in the usher places. So we see here that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu had a very, very limited heter to go on, a very limited place, and also limiting of the people to go on, because he had full knowledge that if this is an open heter, it's more expansive, it's more areas, then inevitably many people will go on, and maybe people will be going into the areas that they are not permitted to go into. So there we have it as of now, and Amir Hashem, we will continue the next time, Rav Goren, but we've seen that there are problems with the analysis of Rav Goren, and people want to quote Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, but in fact, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was not overly makel on this. He had a very limited view of what would be permitted. Have a wonderful day.